And good morning. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU, exclusively here as part of Morning Edition. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair. And to my left, to your right, as you're facing your radio, is Russ Collins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's jump right into it, because you got a lot of news going on this morning.
It's true. Well, the Cannes Film Festival is coming up May 13th through 24th, so they're starting to release detailed information about the festival. Isabella Rossellini is going to be the jury head of the Sultan Regards. I'm sure I mispronounced that in major ways. But it's the sidebar festival that exposes new talent. She's the daughter of Roberto Rossellini and Ingrid Bergman. And Ingrid Bergman is literally the poster child or the poster star, a starlet of a previous era. For this year's Cannes Film Festival. The Cannes Film Festival, in a sense, starts the festival, the spring festival season. And so it's always much anticipated. It's the granddaddy of all film festivals. It and the Venice Film Festival are the two essentially original film festivals. And then the American festivals, Toronto and Sundance and Tribeca and South by Southwest, all those things came along. But we're very happy. And Terry Frimaud, who's the head of the Cannes Film Festival, is very excited about their opening film, which is much different than in recent years. Grace of Monaco was last year's opening film, which ended up being both a critical and box office disaster, which was unfortunate for them. This year, they've gone in a much different direction. La Tête Haute is Emanuela Bercourt, who's a first-time filmmaker. So it's unusual that a first-time filmmaker actually opens the Cannes Film Festival. But,
and a woman, too.
Absolutely. The festival director Terry Frimaud is excited about it, and it says it may be surprising, but our desire is to see the festival start with a different piece that's both bold and moving. So we'll look forward to the reviews on that. The Cinetopia Festival, our large-scale film festival that's growing and growing and growing every year, is coming June 5th through 14th in Detroit and Ann Arbor. There's going to be over 70 films screened in Detroit in the Cultural Center, also at the Senate Theater, the Redford Theater, the Maple Theater in the Bloomfield Hills area. And then Ann Arbor on the University of Michigan campus at the Michigan and
State. Wait, Russ, you just invented a new word to refer to Bloomfield Hills and Birmingham.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, Bloomingham. Copyright that now. Copy mighty trademark, copyright of Ross Collins.
Okay. We're very excited about an Orson Welles symposium that the University of Michigan is doing. Again, the festival opens in Detroit on the 5th with a free outdoor screening and a free concert. There'll also be screenings at the College for Creative Study and the Charles Wright Museum and Cinema Detroit. The festival continues with screenings in at the Maple Theater in Bloomfield Hills, and then with the Wells Symposium here in Ann Arbor on Monday, the 8th and 9th.
And tomorrow's your big announcement day for scheduling and things like that,
that's
right?
That's right.
So can you give us a preview, Russ?
Sure. We're going to open in Detroit with an Indian film called Court.
Okay.
There's going to be a documentary film called Back on Board, which Greg Louganis, the famous Olympic diver, and he's actually going to be in town.
Cool.
And then Imperial Dreams is a Sundance film. It's a hopeful inner city drama, and those are the three opening night films, in addition to the free outdoor screening of The Prophet, which is Camille Gibran's.
Yeah. And that's at the DIA, right?
And that'll be at the DIA, okay, on the lawn
of
the DIA. So there's a concert before that, and then the screening at 9:45, which is just when the sun comes down. And then the Wells Symposium is going to have a whole bunch of very interesting Wells stuff, not Citizen Kane. We were assuming that everyone's seen Citizen Kane, but some footage from unfinished films, a film that he did for a play called Too Much Johnson, and scholars from literally all over the world, and they're going to announce a very important feature of the Wells collection that's going to happen at the University of Michigan. Festival in Ann Arbor is going to be great. We've got to start with an outdoor screening on Thursday, and then screenings at the Michigan Theater, State Theater, Modern Language Building. Very, very cool stuff. So you can get your pass tomorrow
at CinetopiaFestival.org.
You got it. Now, there's films going going on this week all by itself. And The Clouds of Sil Marie, which is a Julia Binoche, Chloe Grace Moretz, and Kristen Stewart film, has 91% positive reviews. It's about Julia Binoche's character, who is a young woman, played a character in a play about a young woman and an older woman. And now at the peak of her career, as she is an older woman, she plays the character of the older woman in the play that essentially created her career. Chloe Grace Moretz plays the younger character. And it's about just the swirling interest of these two women. And then Kristen Stewart also has a great role as an assistant to Julia Binoche's character. Excellent reviews. Clouds of Sil Marie opens at the Michigan Theater tomorrow. 71 is an even more positively reviewed film, 97% wow. positive reviews. And it's about a British soldier who in 1971 essentially gets caught behind the lines. He's accidentally left by his comrades in the field in the very, very contentious world of Northern Ireland right. in 1971. The performance by the lead actor, Jack O'Connell, who's caught behind the line, is universally well reviewed. It's a physically intense film, emotionally authentic and politically actual. 71 has just gotten great reviews, great buzz. Dior and I is a documentary film about one of the folks who put together the Dior collection, and it's about all of the drama that goes into putting the spring collection together. The reviews on this have been very good, and there's been lots of fashion documentaries like this, but this has been the best reviewed one that I've seen. 81% positive reviews. Dior and I shows us what goes on behind the scenes that is even more intriguing than what you see on the catwalk.
And this is a modern look at fashion, not
correct.
Like a okay.
Yeah, it's a modern one. And then She's Lost Control is about a sex surrogate worker in New York City teaching her clients what they fear most, intimacy. It's a very personal story between one of these clients and the sexual surrogate. Again, the reviews are very, very positive. It opens Monday at the State Theater. And then opening at the Multiplex, the much-anticipated The Avengers Age of Ultron. This has gotten pretty good reviews, 71% positive reviews. It stars Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, and many, many more. It's directed by Joss Whedon. And again, the reviews are very good. One of my favorite critics, Kenneth Turin, liked it. It would be silly to pretend that The Avengers Age of Ultron isn't good at what it does. That's not proficient. That it's not proficient in delivering superhero thrills for those who crave those the most. And you're
right.
One of those.
Well, that's where they're at in the series now, is if you like superhero movies, they're making superhero movies for superhero people. I mean, why else would you get all these different characters together and put them up on the screen? So I'm very excited about this.
Yes.
Our own Mr. Jewett and I will be going tomorrow morning after Morning Edition to go catch an early screening of it, and we're very excited about that. So that's the official kickoff of the summer movie season for us.
It is the official kickoff of the summer movie season, period. Last night, we opened our wine and film series that we're doing for the next 5 weeks with Somme, which was really well received. There's a wonderful, wonderful wine tasting after each one of these screenings. It's done by Wine Enthusiast Magazine. We're one of 5 theaters around the country that's going to do that.
No, you had me at wine.
Exactly. And next week on Wednesday, You Will Be My Son is the featured film. And then again, after the screening, there's going to be a wine tasting supplied by the folks at Wine Enthusiast. Beetlejuice is the midnight show at the State Theater.
And Russ, I got to tell you, it's kind of cute that you gave a description of Beetlejuice in your article here, because who doesn't know what Beetlejuice is? I mean, that's like a American cult classic. It is a truly... interesting film, let's just say, but
absolutely.
I've probably seen
never
it
assume.
Yep.
Never assume.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. It's 8 o'clock.